The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good afternoon. We're on Man in Line, open line today through till 1 o'clock. So the floor is yours, whatever you want to talk about. Call 66 13 68. Text 166 177. Email studio at manxradio.com. The Mountain Road, we're thinking, is still closed. Yeah. Jim from Cliff said, is it still closed? Well, it was closed for about an hour or so, they reckoned, at 10:30. They were closed the whole Mountain Road after two road collisions. What we used to call accidents. Officers initially closed it between the Bungalow and the Craig after an incident at Windy Corner. After reports of a second incident at Guthrie's, the whole stretch is now shut. So as soon as it's open, well, how difficult is it? It's one way. It's one way. How can you have a collision when it's one way? Hearing Mike explain the issue of the wet tyres, I have to assume health and safety has become a bigger issue since the days when Joey raced and won in the wet. He used to love going through the puddles, didn't he? Often said that. Love the puddles at Ballacrane. Yes, it is different, a lot different. A message in to Man in Line that just says, can you tell me how to receive Manx Radio again on the smart device? I'm still having problems connecting and I'm missing Radio TT. I'll give you that shortly. Also, Daphne tells me, just to tell you, it is wall-to-wall sunshine in Mackold and 16 degrees. I'm very envious, Daphne. Hope you're luxuriating in the sunshine. I noticed the BMW supplied as support vehicles and driving around during the day on public roads don't have number plates. I thought only the king could do that, Lord of Man. Just saying, is it true the BMW support vehicles have got, maybe they've got them in the windows? And Ofsted have done a report on the Isle of Man schools, Department of Education, about 20 years ago. They were slammed for appalling standards, says 762. This report isn't just about its cost, it's about the content, and also the public have a right to know, says Francis. Well, this is a story that Mr. Hooper is getting very excited about, the story about this ETI, this the public interest thing. 1MHK is concerned that the Isle of Man, the government, is becoming extremely secretive after a request not to reveal how much has been spent on a review of the schools and education services was upheld. Now we don't know. Laurie Hooper, of course, one of the Ramsey MHKs, wanted to know the cost of the validation undertaken by ETIO. President of Tynwald, Mr. Skelly, upheld a request from the Education Minister, Mrs. Kane, not to answer his written question because it was contrary to the public interest. Laurie Hooper is not happy. What do you think? Well, this is Mr. Hooper's view.
I think it's pretty bizarre, the idea that Parliament isn't allowed to have any oversight of how much public money the government is spending. It clearly is in the public interest for the Parliament to have an understanding of where public money is being spent and how public money is being spent. I, again, don't really understand how publishing a contractual figure is going to have an impact on staff morale unless it turns out they're spending an absolutely extortionate amount of money on this review. I mean, if you're talking they're spending millions of pounds on this, I'd be very upset myself. But in terms of any future procurement, future contract negotiations, well, surely that argument applies to everything government does. But government quite often publishes the cost of things, of services, especially after contracts have been awarded.
Do you feel like government is starting to become slightly more secretive in terms of its actions and its spending in this regard?
I think government is becoming extremely more secretive. It's happening more and more now where government is just refusing to provide answers, refusing to publish things, where they are dodging and avoiding questions. It seems to be getting a lot worse than than it ever has been. And actually, I'm really at a loss to understand why that is, other than, obviously, if they think the things they're doing are not going to be well received by the Manx public, then clearly there's an incentive for them to try and hide things now coming into an election year. But I would say things are definitely getting a lot worse. So I've now gone down the route of tabling freedom of information request. I've also written to the president. I've tabled a question for him to provide an answer, hopefully at the next sitting of Tynwald, as to why he's made this decision and what his rationale is. And I'm also going to be asking the Public Accounts Committee that I sit on to make a formal request to the department to share that information. And failing that, I always have the fallback option of tabling a Tynwald motion, compelling them to publish the information. And really, it shouldn't have to be that way. I mean, I've been a Tynwald member now for nearly 8 years. Actually, the idea that you have to table a Tynwald motion using legal powers to compel the government to publish things, this is the first time I've seen that used in my entire time in Tynwald.
Well, it will come out, won't it? I mean, eventually we'll know how much they paid for it. It's just at the moment the government's being very secretive about this. Mr. Hooper wanted to know the total cost of the validation and the review of the Isle of Man schools and education services. We've also had a response from the president of Tynwald, Lawrence Skelly, MHK, who says he had nothing to add, further to add, other than that he's exercised his responsibility under Tynwald's standing orders, which is fair enough. He's done his job. Mr. Hooper's not happy, is he? I just wonder whether you are. When we had the election, do you remember everybody was talking incessantly about transparency? Transparency, to know how government works. Oh, if you're a silver pensioner going on the 4:20 bus and it's late, you will have to pay, says Liz D. So do be aware of that if you're a silver pensioner. Yesterday we were talking about this building compound that's going to be around Willesden. Sammy dropped me a note just to say, why not the inconvenience as few people as possible by adopting a rolling building cycle of Willesden, if that's what they're going to do, by utilising a part of Willesden as the groundworks building base compound instead of the wonderful open grassed area, or perhaps an area of nobles. Wide open space could be nobles. I suspect the football players would object to that. A similar idea could be used for the redevelopment of the RNLI Douglas City Harbour launch house shed. Build an up-to-date modern launch house on a sliding gantry right next to the old non-modern day building, regulations compliant, launch house shed, and take down the older unsafe one. Then just slide the new building over into the launch house shed's building area footprint. Very simple. Well, apparently. Thank you, Sammy. Good to hear from you. And a message in from... look at this. It's the irony of Lawrence Skelly upholding the request, says Martin. He's unelected and shouldn't be making decisions. Well, he is elected. He's just because he's president of Tynwald. So he has been through an election. 930. Thank you, Martin. Good to hear from you. What's the matter with these so-called bikers who keep crashing on the mountain road? Everybody keeps asking that. It's one way. How can you have a crash if it's one way? The Isle of Man is becoming a dictatorship. People are going to leave if it gets any worse. Daphne, I think we'll be fine. I think we'll be okay where that's concerned. This information regarding how you listen to Manx Radio on Alexa. A lot of people are getting a bit miffed about this. If you listen to Manx Radio on Alexa and you're having problems, if you're listening via something called TuneIn. TuneIn is an organisation in San Francisco that facilitates all this. It's their problem. We're pumping all the programmes out as normal, as you can hear if you're listening to an analogue transmitter. But the problem is with TuneIn. Their problem, we're getting complaints, and we are talking to TuneIn in San Francisco, and of course they're about 9 hours behind us. So if you want to try it again, you say, Alexa, enable the skill Manx Radio. That's Alexa, enable the skill Manx Radio. And then Alexa, play Manx Radio. Or you then say, Alexa, ask Manx Radio to play Manx AM, FM, or
Manx Radio Gold.
And then it will be there. If you want more information, If you want to complain to the people in San Francisco, their website address is tunein.com. Tune in, all one word, all lowercase, tunein.com. They're the people in San Francisco who facilitate it onto Alexa. It's not us. Honest. David's with us now. Hi, David.
Hi, Andy. I've just got to say, too, I have a problem with my Alexas. I've got three of them. And when they act up, I shout at them and call them all sorts of things, but they never respond.
Oh, dear.
And I... And I don't know, I might maybe send an email to America. I'll probably get taxed on it. But I was going to talk about the compound at Williston,
yeah.
And I want to talk 20-mile-an-hour speed limit. But regarding the compound first is, if somebody can help me who is a resident that received one of the letters, because there's no application yet. The problem we've got is, if you want to complain at the minute, you can write to the town hall and get some response on that. But if you want the documents, and I did see some documents floating about on Facebook saying how big this compound was, can't believe how big it is. And it's been drawn to my attention too on Johnny Watson's Lane where the cemetery is, and then the allotments, there's a piece of ground there that the corporation or the city own now that they could possibly use. And I just wondered why they're not looking at alternatives for this particular site, instead of just ploughing something up which is used by the kids. And I've got to give it to that young fella that you did an interview on Max Radio, top class, that where a young fella learned to ride his bicycle. I remember playing there as a kid, and I was 21 years in Williston. I lived in Timmel Road, not far away, about 100 yards away from this particular area. And, you know, why are they doing this? I can't understand it. But if one of the residents has got the letter that was sent to them, I wouldn't mind a copy if they could give us a ring and leave it on me answer phone, and I'll come round and get it, or I'll give them my address, then they could send it to me by email or something.
Well, it'll be interesting. Something we'll certainly put to Devon Watson tomorrow.
Great, that's what I like to see, and talk about it. You know, talk about it. Like I say, there is a compound there near the shops in Williston. It's used by the contractor that built all those flats there. That's coming to an end. Why can't they reutilise that one? And there's two houses in Snaefell Road which were demolished and are still demolished. And there's a compound up there when they were doing some refurbishment up the top part of Williston. And we're not talking about a long way. Do you know what I mean? And the plus is it's a 20-mile-an-hour zone, isn't it? Or will eventually be.
Yeah.
Well, can I talk about the 20-mile-an-hour, Andy?
Of course.
Regarding that, I want people to, especially me, just to me really, is views on it. There are plans in the library. There's a plan at the commissioner's office as well. If people are concerned, which they should be, or maybe that we want to increase it. I think on the Whitebridge side, it should be increased from there. Why have 30 coming into Ongar towards Lakeside, and then 20 miles an hour through the rest? Should be 20 miles an hour at Lakeside End, and the same thing happening at Signpost Corner, going past Bemeg School.
Yeah.
But they're only my thoughts. And then we could start talking about the future of the Municipal Association. Hopefully there'll be an agenda out shortly, and I'll get you a copy. And then the local authorities will all get together and talk about things. It'll be a great year. All right, mate?
All right, thanks for calling today.
See ya.
Good to hear from you. 20 past 12 on Manx Radio. And Robert joins us now. Hi, Robert.
It will be a great year. How are you, Andy?
Very well. I'm looking forward to a great year.
Yeah. I was just thinking about going across to the UK and what have you. Not myself, because I'm, you know, bitching. But, I mean, I was just thinking in terms of instances created after Brexit about vulnerable people. There's a guy on YouTube called Wendell who goes around and talks to different people and stuff like that, and it just relates to me that, you know, the basis of the common denominator of poverty and things like that, you know, the effect of internet instances were just a discourse of Mastodon were never created, you know, to create a community or whatever, to give things like that. I know community may be over talked about, but, you know, people just never came together. So that's the reason why we're so divided. If we just created something that would entice people to come together under a forum or what have you and get things going, I think Manx Forums is pretty much bled its course. I don't think there's much more to talk about that, as no one really goes there. It's like a sewer.
Well, nobody quite knows where the internet's going to finish, because obviously it's evolving as it goes at the moment. And it's just social media comes and goes, yet a little bubble of something, then that bursts and something else happens. But nobody quite knows where it's going to lead.
Well, I mean, I think it comes down to having a group of people, independent of themselves, to create a chain of things that will effectively bring about a change. I think you've got to have the old ways of having a mail chain. They used to call it a mail chain, didn't they? And kind of like have words on a email list and all the rest of it. Well, those things on BCC and CCC can be easily overrided, and security risks are there. I mean, they've got cybersecurity that deals with all of that. But in terms of like actually creating an instance which is going to correct the issue for people and create a sign of hope for people to go to and say, like, well, these are all the deals are, you know, this is where the we can point you in the right direction, we can have a look at usage of money and all the rest of it and see where we can get money back in order and on the right track.
Do you think we're all going to be using cryptocurrency, then there'll be no cash?
Well, there'll be no cash at all. Well, it has to have a physical presence in terms of like something on a screen and what have you to get things going. Yeah, something has to fly up, so you have to get a receipt for it. Well, what happens with the receipts? I think there's a podcast called the Receipts Podcast or what have you. It's just like you should always keep your receipt. And, you know, is there a receipt with Bitcoin?
Yeah.
I don't see one being printed out anywhere, does it? Maybe that's what the banks want. Maybe they want a teller system which is going to enable that.
Okay.
I mean, maybe you could do something with that.
All right.
Maybe it will. Maybe you're right.
Good to hear from you. Thank you, Robert. Thanks for calling today. And Nick joins us on Man in Line. Hi, Nick.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me okay?
If you could come off hands-free and talk to us, that would be great.
Is this any better? Because I've got to keep making it look like I'm working. Let me just turn that. The fan was blowing on me as well. Can you hear any better now?
That's a bit better, yeah. You just sound like you're in a toilet.
I'm definitely not in a toilet. I can give you an answer about why there are still RTCs on the one-way system.
Because
I used to ride. I sold my bike about 2 years ago, and I would go on the mountain. And in the one-way system, it's exciting, but you have to have the skill, and you have to know your bike. Like, if you're riding a new bike, you're not used to it. You're not used to how far you need to lean, or how far you need to back off, or braking before a corner, or anything like that. Some of these riders will have great skill and know their bikes, and they will be speeding around going into the other lane, let's say going around a bend, and there could be a slower bike who is doing the same thing but in the right lane, and he'll just plow into it because that other biker isn't taking the corners as fast as the one behind. So you can also, overestimate your speed, let's say at windy corner, and then have a hard right with a good camber even, but be way too fast, not lean in fast far enough, and go into the hedge. I mean, because you're or brake by panicking, you brake, and then you're going to lose the back wheel.
Okay.
Or you can slide, and your back wheel can grip suddenly and flip you over, which is known as a high side.
So what's your message to bikers?
Well, the message is what the road traffic police the unit is already saying is just know the limits of your own riding skill and your bike. And I'm absolutely no expert, and I'm still alive to say that, because I've had close calls, and you just have to be aware of the riders in front of you and the riders behind you, because if you're going to pull out, make sure you look over your shoulder, do that lifesaver check, as they call it, because there could be someone racing up behind you to take that corner faster than you, because part of that one-way system is people are going to be challenging each other without even letting each other know it. You know, some person's going to want to make that Ramsey to Creighton Bar in 10 minutes, and the other guy's going to try to beat his 15 minutes. You know, it's just like, it's a race.
Okay.
It really is. It's just a thrill to get your knee down and get and you know, go through the gears and revs.
Appreciate
it. So it's just it is a risk.
Okay, Nick, thanks for calling today, and thanks for the advice to everybody. Know the limits of your machine and know your own limits. Well, the limits of your machine will be easy to know. Knowing your own limits, well, that's part of the TT, isn't it? And we wish everybody all the best. And just for heaven's sake, just be safe. Regarding cyber security, Co-op in Douglas has no sandwiches this morning. Tried it a couple of times. Some very frustrated bikers. Any idea of the issues, mate? Well, I know the co-op. I've certainly, in my local co-op, I went in, and their shelves are somewhat empty at the moment. I think it's down to the cyber attack that the co-op had. Obviously, Marks and Spencer are trying to work their way through the cyber attack. But you would have thought there's a big button marked override, wouldn't you? But apparently not. Can you tell me, says Martin, well, apparently there's going to be some exhibitions about the 20 mile per hour zones. Well, there are plans showing the proposed changes to speed limits in Douglas and Onchan, and you can see them at currently the plans are now there until Friday the 4th of July. There's going to be an extended consultation with communities, Onchan Commissioner's Office, Onchan Library, Douglas City Hall, Henry Bloom Noble Library. I thought it's been renamed, isn't it? Douglas City Library now. Anyway, and the sea terminal. So if you want to see the proposed 20 mile per hour zones, Onchan Commissioners, Onchan Library, Douglas City Hall, Henry Bloom Noble / Douglas City Library, and the sea terminal. And you can send feedback when you got there. There are addresses there when you get there, so you can actually see. All the very best with that. And it's Howard now. Hi, Howard.
Hello, Andy. Just a little bit of information for your listeners and anybody else that's on the island. On Saturday, I went down to Manx Telecom, and I want to change over to fibre for my normal internet, etc. And said, yeah, blah, blah. Went through the system. I said, well, I have a bundle already. It includes my mobile phone. We want to retain the house phone and, of course, going onto the fibre. That's fine, the fella said, young fella down there. Blah, blah, blah. He'd done this Manx Telecom services order form. It's all on his little iPad. And I told him I want to retain, because I'd had my mobile number, my house number, for coming up to 50 years. When I first got it was a four-digit number. Yeah. That's how long. But on printing this out at home, I noticed that services have been added. Talk over fibre anytime, X directory. In other words, my house phone, the landline, was going to become X directory. I know there's not going to be any printed directories next year, but there will be digital. So that effectively took me off the list. And anybody wanting to find my phone number or numbers, because my mobile was in there as well, it'll find I was X directory. So yesterday I went up to Cool and up to Manx Telecom, and the lady had to alter this. She was very good, very helpful, and had to alter this and check down through the rows that my contract with Manx Telecom remained the same. So anybody that's changing over to fibre and they have a landline, check that that landline is going to be retained and it's going to be as is in the, well, I'm assuming it's a digital directory for the future.
Well, it's a different world now, isn't it?
It is, yes. But this I asked specifically for this because I have a what you would term as a bundled price.
Yeah.
And what I was going to go on the fibre here and retain my landline and have my mobile, it's on contract, it would have only been a couple of quid difference, which to me, well, that's fine. I was happy with that. But as I say, this service has been added, 24-month contract, it's a new contract by the looks of it, and that was talk over fibre any time. In other words, it was going to be an open one, but again, you weren't listed, so nobody could find out what your numbers were.
Do you have to buy a new phone?
No, no. You did when they first brought this system out. But now they have, you plug the existing base phone in to your router, and that then changes it from analog to digital. So previously we got a base phone and two satellites, as you term. I'm talking one of the satellites in the kitchen here now. They will automatically go onto the fibre. But previously you would have to, which in most cases would have been expensive, about £200 for new phones. But not now that they've got that problem solved.
Okay.
But well, just be very, very careful. Anybody's picking this form up, it's about an 8-page letter, and it gives all sorts. But on the front page, the important page, just have a look at that. Service has been added, and if it says X directory, ensure that it remains on the Manx Telecom directory.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Howard. Good to hear from you.
Okay, take care.
Cheers.
Bye
now. I think all cyclists by law should have to wear a helmet. No helmet, no bike, says WhatsApper 152. We're talking about cyclists last week, and still comments coming in about cyclists. I'm not having a go at cyclists. It's just that some cyclists, well, you know, cyclists should be required to have or use bells or horns to warn of their approach. At one time, 492, of course, at one time, every bicycle had a bell or a little horn on it that you could ring, but not nowadays. I just wonder what your thoughts are of this. Now, apparently, we've been through this before regarding insurance, that household insurance covers any issue if a cyclist is responsible for an accident or what have you. It's getting to the point where do you think there should be special bicycle insurance? Well, bearing in mind that the government's stated aim is for us to actively travel, i.e. either walk, use a bicycle, or take public transport. If there are going to be lots more bikes on the Isle of Man, then perhaps using a helmet and having a bell or a horn on or special insurance, bicycle insurance, is going to be the way to go in the future. Your last call about the cabbage, that was the green thing. Do you remember the diesel engine that ran on the steam railway? It's on sleepers in the bus yard with a tarpaulin sheet over it. You can see it when you leave on the train from Douglas. Another lot of money just sitting doing absolutely nothing. And regarding a skateboard park in Douglas, the kids are going to be skateboarding through Strand Street as well. It's bad enough with the bikes. And, a message in this. Oh, by the way, remember, Devon Watson is on tomorrow. Douglas City Council leader Devon Watson of the Manx Labour Party will be on to talk about Douglas City and to himself as well. Congratulations, Mr. Watson. He is leader for the next 2 years. Right, regarding this, and everybody's asking me to just keep saying this, regarding if you're having problems with Alexa, then you could, somebody said we should get Juan Watterson in and just say, Mr. Speaker, will you work? It won't work. If you're having problems with Alexa, you want to listen to Manx Radio TT or AM or FM or Manx Radio Gold, you say, Alexa, enable the skill Manx Radio. Then, when it's done that, you say, Alexa, play Manx Radio, or you say, Alexa, ask Manx Radio to play AM, FM, or
Manx Radio Gold.
I am one call centre, the place to go. Great choice and prices so low. I am one call centre on Domain Road. Cars of every
places that are hard to find. Visit on Facebook to see the range, or call 611040. Great service, choice and prices low. IM1 Car Centre, the place to go.
Hi, Liz. I see you've had your garage converted.
We're desperate for more room.
Yes, come through and have a look. John called Manx Property Conversions. We now have an extra bedroom, but it could be another reception room, kids' playroom or office. They also did our conservatory roof last year. We were so impressed, we got them back to convert the garage.
Wow, I need that. What's their number again?
Call MPC on 450500. That's 450500. Or find them on Facebook at Manx Property Conversions.
Whatever your business, whatever its size, you can always rely on the island's leading fuel and oil supplier to keep you moving. Ellen Vannin Fuels, powering the island and powering industry. Call us on 844-000.
There's monkeys and meerkats, penguins galore. You can meet with a panda, owls, lemurs and more.
The Currax Wildlife Park is open 7 days a week. So book your tickets and experiences online now at currackswildlifepark.im.
At Holmes & Davidson Opticians in Douglas, we see more, so you can too. Our advanced eye examinations go beyond the standard checkup, using state-of-the-art Heidelberg 4D retinal imaging and Eidon ultrawide field technology to detect early signs of eye disease before symptoms even appear. We're the Isle of Man's trusted experts in eye health, because your vision deserves more than average. Book your advanced eye exam today at Holmes & Davidson Douglas. Clarity, care, cutting-edge technology.
The TT 2025 Manx Radio Motorsport is on the air. Qualifying and race coverage across the fortnight, along with the latest news, weather and travel. And wherever you're listening, we've got you covered. You can listen online at motorsport.manxradio.com, or smartphone app at DAB AM 1368 and FM 87.9 in Douglas, Castletown and Ramsey. Also on 101.6 across the north of the islands. Manx Radio Motorsport, the best biking station in the world, brought to you by Kawasaki Insurance.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Well, we're on 21 minutes now before one on Manx Radio. Remember that roads will start to close at 4:45 this afternoon, and then as the day goes on, from 4:45 from Barul Park, 5 o'clock from the bungalow, 6 o'clock everywhere else, and should be getting some practice in tonight. Of course, it was untimed last night, but we'll see. Fingers crossed for everything. There's nothing transparent about the government. You only have to look at the out-of-date Tynwald members list of outside interests. And sadly, Manx Wireless is hamstrung. Does he mean us? And what it can and can't reveal, says 762. I've no idea what you're talking about, 762. Maybe you do, but call in, just tell me what you're talking about. Hamstrung? How do you mean? I'm puzzled why people get angry when visiting bikers are warned about parking in restricted areas or on the pavement. Apparently, parking anywhere you like is in the spirit of the TT. And if there were 10 bikes illegally parked and 5 were local, then they'd be fined, the locals but not the visitors. Should it be advertised as 2 weeks of park wherever you like, and you'd have to include locals? If I visit other countries, should I expect to ignore parking restrictions because I'm visiting? I do think a warning should be given first, but normally the traffic wardens are out in force. I don't understand how flouting our parking laws is acceptable in the spirit of anything, says Sue. My advice, says Ian, to those who can't tune into Manx Radio because of Alexa, is buy an old-fashioned transistor radio like I have, put some batteries in, and then you can listen to Manx Radio without a problem, says Ian. That wasn't what we were talking about, but anyway. Basically, very easy to crash on the mountain, even though it's one way. If you think you're Michael Dunlop and taking corners at 140 miles per hour, you'll find out that you're not, says Kelly. I know, but you know how it goes, don't you? Basically, easy to crash. Williston, says Steph, will the DOI ever rebuild the crossing at Noble Cemetery? Children can only access the college and school for exams by walking to Bray Hill. It's extremely inconvenient to the public and visitors, especially those that aren't able-bodied, says Steph. Tony says, Andy, Mr. Hooper's quite right to question the money that's been silent about on the school report, because it's an astronomical amount of money that can't be justified. And they're now backtracking a disregard of public money. Eric says, Andy, up at the grandstand, they put the disabled parking any further away. You'll need a bus to get there. And a very rude attendant told me to park closer to the next car. Well, they can't do that, can they, Eric? Otherwise, you can't get out. Def has done yet again an incredibly good job just below the gooseneck corner on the path that takes you to the waterworks corner. A new walkway on stilts. Other the Marshall, and please, e-bikes and bike mountain bikes, keep off the path. It's not a cycleway, and it's already deep ruts forming from bikes using it, especially e-bikes. Some of these bikes have big tyres and a lot of power, says Big Johnny and Ramsey. So if you're around there, that special gooseneck corner path, then John would like you to stay away if you have a big bike. Tons of messages to get to, but well, that's Juwan's first on today. Hi, Juwan.
Andy, how are you? What a beautiful day out today.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Isn't it? Absolutely, yeah. You're just touching on transparency there with the government again. I mean, they're about as transparent as a toilet window at the moment, aren't they? Not doing so well with the old transparency thing.
Well,
4 years down the line.
They were so keen on it, weren't they, at the last election. Every candidate wanted transparency in government.
Yes. There's a lot of things that we talked about in the last election that's not really coming true, is it? Yeah, we'll see next year, shall we? We'll see. Couple of things I just wanted to put on. You spoke again yesterday. I said about this last week. You said about net zero being law. And again, I come back to repealing your vote. Law can be repealed.
Juwan, have you put a sock over your phone?
Have I? How's that, Andy?
That's a lot better. I just thought you put the. I thought you put the phone in the bread bin.
A lot of people would love me to do that, wouldn't they? So they couldn't hear me. Repeal and revoke. We were going on about this. I said last year about. You keep going on about going back to next year.
Oh, he's completely disappeared now. The bread bin's got the better of it all. We'll try and find. Give us a call back, June. We've just disappeared. More messages. From the, it says, Andy, regarding TT, as for a bell or a horn, you could use your mouth and shout. Suppose so. What would you shout, though? Get out of the way? Enable the skill, Manx Radio doesn't work with Alexa. What next, says 0038. I'm tempted to say kick it, but don't. You've just got to keep trying. We're working with this company in San Francisco, and obviously because they're 9 hours behind us, we can't speak to them until it's 5 o'clock in the evening. Trying to speak to them is the devil's own job as well. So just bear with us, but we are attempting. See, it works with some people. Some people's Alexa is absolutely fine, and some people's aren't. So let's just keep on. As I say, this company is called TuneIn. They're the people who supply it. I think they work with Amazon, but TuneIn are in San Francisco. Their website email address is tunein.com, and there's a contact button on there as well. If you'd say in reasonably forceful language, will you sort the Manx Radio situation out, please, because the TT's on and I'd like to listen to it. I've been riding a bicycle without helmet for years. I think it's rubbish, says 320. What happens if when there are more and more cyclists? Because the government wants more and more cyclists. What do you think about the people who do use a bicycle helmet? Last week I saw a guy riding a motorcycle wearing a cyclist helmet. Well, that's not right, is it? Up at the grandstand, yes, Eric, thanks for that notice about disabled parking. It's a long way away, apparently. I'm puzzled. I've got a suggestion. Thank you, David. Asking people to buy a radio is not really the answer, because the Alexa does a lot more than the radio. And there are certain things that are just on digital that aren't on your radio. So you get the picture. Thanks for the suggestion, though, but it's not really the answer. Cyclists should be made to insure and display a number plate, says 064. As a motorist, if I'm identifiable via my registration plate, so I think cyclists should be the same. They can report motorists if we do something wrong. A motorist should be able to do the same instead of receiving hand gestures by an unknown individual. The time has come. 064. Thank you, 064. Has the time come then whereby cyclists will be made answerable for any misdemeanours on the road? I mean, obviously, cyclists can't do much damage. A car, a van, a truck certainly are a lot more capable of doing damage than the cyclist is. That's not to say they can't do any damage. And in this world of active travel, where there'll be more cyclists, has the time come to make cyclists identifiable by putting a registration plate, even a little one, a number on the bicycle, compulsory cycle helmets, and insurance? I think we've found Juan. What did you do, Juan? What happened?
I don't know what happened. It's not a conspiracy. I wasn't cut off. I'm still here.
All right. Have you paid your bill?
Bill? What's one of them?
Oh, okay.
That's what, where were we up to? Where was I up to,
Net zero, and the fact that the government, the regulations, we researched this and found out that the government at the moment can't revoke it and can't extend it.
They can't revoke or repeal. I find that quite interesting, because the basis of any law is if it goes to Parliament of any kind is revoke and repeal. So yeah. I find that interesting. Perhaps Peter Murcott might be interested in
I think
in,
what
in
they're saying is that they're going to have to repeal the Climate Change Act 2021, because they can't,
yes.
Basically, they can't tinker with it as it is. They've made it they've made it tinker-proof, and they've got to repeal Climate Change Act 2021 if that's what they want to do. And that will only happen with the will of the House.
And yes, indeed it will. And like I said, or I was going on to that, I don't know whether you got the Canada pension funds that I was saying about.
No, I didn't.
They've dropped. Okay, well, the Canada pension fund at the moment, their board has just dropped their targets for 2050 after 3 years only of their pledge. And it's not aligned with their investment strategy. So, again, this comes down to investments and it comes down to money, because once these people start dropping this out of their investment strategies, this thing's got no legs, it will fall to pieces. It's all about money, and it's all about a new way of the super rich making money. I was talking to a friend of mine the other week who's doing a big business at the moment, and he was all happy about these carbon credits that they're going to capture. And I said, with people like yourself doing this, this feeds this whole thing on, because this is where they want it to end up, with people having personal carbon credits. We know where that is heading.
Yeah.
So I think it's more down to money than anything else.
Oh, great. I mean, Juan, everything's down to money in the end, isn't it? This just happens to be money masquerading as politics.
Absolutely. Totally, Andy. And talking on the side of money, I was just talking to one of the chaps at AJ Butchers the other day. Other butchers are available. And I'm just saying the price of meat has gone up. Just taking, for example, rump steak. It's gone up from like £19.99 a kilo to £24 a kilo, 20% increase. And I said to him, how come there's such a big increase? And he said it alarmed them actually as well, but it's to do with the new group that's running the meat plant. I'm just wondering if there's anyone in Head of News or someone that can investigate that, or whether there's someone that will come on and bring that forward. 20% is a big increase in meat, isn't it?
And that's Manx meat, is it?
I believe so. Yeah. And this is because of the new team that's gone in at the meat plant. So that's interesting, because that's a huge rise.
Okay.
And the other thing is just going on about there. Maybe was the go in bigger detail maybe another day on David Ashford's on the illegal immigration. And I think again, I think the government is mindful. I think Russ Foster has told the government how much he wants to protect our borders, how much he needs to protect our borders, because at the moment we don't seem to have any protection from any asylum seekers actually moving over here. And we have no protection from anyone actually joining with Serco in England and giving them housing over here. So I think our government does definitely need to be mindful to protect our borders from that. Yeah. We have no protection at the moment.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Stuart.
Cheers, Andy.
Good to hear from
you.
And Val's with us now. Hi, Val.
Hi.
What's on your mind, Val?
I'd just like to mention a guy, he comes over here to scrutinise every year, Stuart Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a page which is called Just Giving Page. He's done 10 circuits in England, bikes, you know, the big circuits,
yeah,
for charity. And he ended up here doing 3 on the Isle of Man. And it's in aid of Queen's Medical Centre, Cottingham, near Hull. His best friend is terminal. So I think to give him a mention would be lovely.
Okay.
If that's so.
What's his name again?
Stuart Bell. And it was his birthday as well when he got over here to do this circuit. 3 times he did the Isle of Man circuit. So I'm so proud of him. He was a biker who, that year when it poured down with rain, can you remember?
Oh, crikey.
And we took him in. He was soaking wet. And that's 30 years ago. And he's been like a son, you know. And I'm so proud of him for doing this.
Fantastic.
For charity.
That's great.
Yeah. So he's got a page which is called Just Giving Page, and you never know what biker's going to go to that hospital or anything, do you? Could be anybody.
All right, Val. You know? We're happy to give that a mention. Thanks for calling today.
Thank you so much. Bye now.
Good to hear from you. Glenn dropped me a note and said, what are carbon credits when they're at home? Well, this all goes back to our net zero pledge on the Isle of Man. Global net zero emissions happen when greenhouse gas emissions and removals due to human activities are in balance, basically. Net zero, that's what it's all about. So if you use the term net zero emissions as carbon neutrality, climate neutrality, it's all the same thing. They've all got many, many names. Some standards for carbon neutral certification allow a lot of carbon offsetting, but net zero standards require reducing emissions by more than 90% and offsetting the remaining 10% to fall in line with this 1.5 centigrade target. Now, organisations, and Duan was saying, maybe people in the future will offset residual emissions by buying carbon credits. Now, it's basically a carbon trading mechanism that enables you or a company or a country to compensate for offsetting their greenhouse gas emissions by investing in projects that reduce, avoid, or remove emissions elsewhere. So basically, you're outsourcing your net zero to somebody else. And of course, you will pay for it. So at the bottom of all this, of course, there's an awful lot of money. At the moment, we don't know. Of course, we have 2 schemes on the Isle of Man. We have our onshore wind farm at Earraystane, then the offshore wind farm off the east coast of the Isle of Man to basically reduce our carbon footprint. There are many arguments pro and against, and no doubt we'll talk about them in the future. And no doubt we'll talk about them on Man in Line. Tomorrow, Douglas City Council leader Devon Watson is on Manx Radio. Devon of the Manx Labour Party is here. Next Tuesday, Manx Care's medical director, the new guy in charge, Chris Stockport. Dr. Stockport will be on next Tuesday. And a week on Friday, the former Minister for Infrastructure, Douglas Central MHK, Chris Thomas, will be on Man in Line. So, and then, well, let me tell you, at the end of June, Wednesday 25th, Manx Care's chief executive, Teresa Cope, will be back on Man in Line. So much to look forward to, and tomorrow it is the man himself, the leader of Douglas City Council. I'm not going to go through the Alexa thing anymore. I'm going to be saying it in my sleep. I'd like to see the cabbage, says Louise. Go and have a look at it, Louise. It was such a good idea, was the cabbage, wasn't it? Oh, the other thing says... from, let me see, Rebecca, who just said, when was the last Douglas Bay swim? How long ago was the Douglas Bay... Do you remember, people used to swim from Port Jack to the Peveril landing stage. When was the last one? And did you swim it? And did you swim through anything? That's it. Thanks to Howie on the phones today. Back tomorrow with Devon Watson.
W-I-N-T